I want to make sure that we have the authority and the ability to, or if it's something that Commissioner Schofield needs to do on his own. And I don't know the answer to that. And it may not matter.
They're aware that that's on the agenda and the appointment will be made and they'll be called afterwards to tell. Then they will notify their board and they then make it a matter of record.
I don't care either way. I'll, like I said, I would recommend if I'm automatically on there, then I've been to these meetings. I just haven't been to all of them, and I did notice that we had I have seen Chris Burnt at some of the meetings at the SimCog, and I saw there's another gentleman that I saw that was from Taney County from the White River Electric was attending, and then the rest of them are municipalities, Springfield and the surrounding areas.
There's 10 counties.
Yeah,
that are
there's quite a large group, but I would definitely want to recommend Chris Burnt to be appointed. If I can do it or the commission can do it, either way.
I'm reading. I believe it has to be in the commission's minutes, but this is the way you have done it in the past. When I came on the board, you guys made an appointment. I believe it was Scott Sterrett to replace, to attend the meetings in place of.
Is that for SimCog or is that for one of the other multiple boards that we're part of? I thought Scott Sterrett's on the. He's on multiple, I think, in New York, two or three.
Yeah, he is. I think I can't recall what the other board he's on.
What's the other board you're on? Again, there's multiple. You're automatically on. What's the one you're automatically on that's out of Springfield now?
Workforce Development.
No.
And then there's a...
used to have an office.
OCAC.
I'm assuming this is something similar to OCAC. I didn't know that we could... I don't know that the commission has the authority to put somebody in place of you at the OCAC board.
I know that I can have a...
You can, but can the commission... Does it take all three, or is it just you? And that's my question.
I don't know.
Does it similar with this? And I don't know the answer.
This has been done. You have to do it every year. The commission has done this each year. It has. The appointment is just from July till June of the following year.
Okay. Well, if you want to make the... recommend there, if you want to make the motion, make the motion.
I didn't know. I thought maybe you was wanting a presiding commissioner to make the motion.
I don't know. That's what I'm asking. Again, if it's his... I don't know if the presiding commissioner makes the appointment or if the commission makes the appointment. That's my question. Or if it even matters, and it may not matter.
I move that we appoint Chris Burnt to serve on the Southwest Missouri Council of Government Board from July 1st, 2022 through June 30th, 2023.
Second with discussion.
Second with discussion.
We'll have a new presiding commissioner starting January 1 of 2022, or excuse me, 2023. If that individual decides that they want to be on that board,
then July, they'll get their... They can go to the meeting anytime. I was asked about... I went to it once. And if they decide they want to...
Will the new presiding commissioner, if they want to, will they be a voting member if we make the appointment? That's my... I don't think it's as simple. And again, I could be wrong. I may be overlooking it. But I just want to make sure we're not doing something that's above, beyond what we should.
They just want us to make the appointment before their meeting in June, and I told them to be on the agenda for today, and if we vote on it, then they would be called and made aware of their appointment. And then they would put it, or we can go without any representation until next year, if that's, I can call them, tell them that time. They know that the presiding commissioner is not going to, the presiding commissioner and I discussed it last Monday, and they know that his term is ending December 31st of 22.
I guess if this is one of those that the presiding commissioner is automatically on, I think that we either need to make the term end at the end of this year, or we allow Commissioner Schofield to appoint whoever he wants, and then with that, my understanding would be, or my thought would be, that it would automatically stop at his no longer being in office.
As we discussed, the highest-ranking elected official is your voting representative, or you can designate a representative to attend and vote. That's in the email they sent. And the appointments for the calendar year for 2022, and they've attached it. Told us it's from January 1st. And perhaps so if the highest ranking elected official chooses not to be, then you designate, and it says, and you can, talking to the commission, designate a representative to attend and vote. Just like a MAC board, each year we appoint who's serving on the MAC board. So if the new presiding wants to serve on the MAC board, I would assume that he would do that when the change of the...
I don't think that the MAC board states that the highest elected official is automatically on the board.
No, but if that's what they choose to do, to jump in...
I think that it'd be up to the entire commission.
Yes, sir, it is.
Whereas I... don't think that this one is up to the entire commission. Mm-hmm. So I'm sure we could probably find that out and have an appointment done next week, later on today, later on this week, or you guys can move forward if you'd like. Okay. We have a motion and a second.
We do.
If you guys want to continue, I just want to make sure we know we're aware of anything that could come out of this, and it may not be anything. And I'm sure that the individual you nominated or made the motion for, Chris Burnt, I'm assuming if the new presiding commissioner would want to be on that board, he would gladly step down. I don't think there's going to be an issue. I just want to make sure we know what we're doing.
Second. I'll just call a vote. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. The Taney County Transportation Advisory Committee. That term is the same, July 1st, 2022 through June 30th, 2023.
And technically you'll have the same thing there. If
I don't. Now, on that board, the presiding commissioner is not automatically on the TAC board, Transportation Advisory Committee, correct?
He can be on the TAC board if he desires to be. Or you can, or I can. It's whoever you want to appoint.
It's whoever the commission wants to appoint. As a whole, correct? It's not automatically the presiding commissioner on the Transportation Advisory Committee. That's
some
where we
do
have,
serve on it.
Some I understand some do serve on it. Okay. Right now, currently, we have Buddy Roberts and Ron Newman, correct?
No.
Who's currently on that board?
Buddy Roberts and Randy Hayes.
So Ron Newman would replace Randy Hayes? And then our alternate still would be Rick Ziegenfuss, is that correct?
If we make that appointment.
Yeah.
Move to appoint Buddy Roberts and Ron Newman and Rick Ziegenfuss as an alternate member from July 1st, 2022 through June 30th, 2023.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Road and Bridge budget discussion.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I just wanted to bring you guys up to date and make you aware on our fuel line item. Currently, as of the end of May, out of the 250 road and bridge, there's $88,707.89 remaining in that budget line. Typically, we have quite a bit of money left over in that line item, but due to the fuel increases, we will be going over in that line by the end of July. And I realize we have contingent, but I just wanted to make you aware of how the fuel prices are affecting that budget. And on the other one, the transfer station. Typically, we have money left in it at the end of each year with the $250,000 that was budgeted. And currently, we at the end of May, we're down to $85,801.23 remaining. And again, that line will be down to zero by the end of July. We do have contingent, but I just wanted to make you all aware of it. On where we were.
That was the transportation or what?
Huh?
That was which one?
The transfer station was $85,801.23 remaining.
Do you feel there's enough in contingency to cover all your expenses?
I do on road and bridge. The transfer, there's $500,000. Yeah, there should be.
What is our... Just so there's no misunderstandings, the reason those expenses have gone up is because we've brought in more trash than we've ever brought in. So
correct.
Our revenues,
we're averaging 300 ton per day.
Our revenues should be up to match that, correct?
Yeah, but correct. But our line item for the what we budgeted on the fuel was obviously not enough due to the fuel prices.
Due to the fuel prices. But I'm just saying.
But yes, our revenue.
The
yes,
revenues
yes,
for the,
yes.
Is way up just because of the amount of trash that's been brought in.
Correct. This morning we had 12 trailers loaded and like two loads on the floor waiting for a trailer to get back to be loaded.
Because weren't we averaging the 200 ton range and now we're
yeah,
at 300
now,
ton range?
Now we're over 300.